For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A fight is brewing in the state legislature over a mass transit project in Nashville. It may seem like a local issue, but it's gotten the attention of mayors in Memphis, Chattanooga, and Knoxville. They say the legislation could affect transportation projects of their own. In this week's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George talks through some of those concerns with reporter Bobby Allen.
So as we say, we're talking about a high-speed bus line in Nashville. It's called the AMP, and it's supposed to run in these special center lanes. But last week, the state Senate voted to actually block the project from using those lanes. I'm wondering, how unusual is it for state lawmakers to step into a local transportation decision like this?
Yeah, because Nashville has never really seen a transit project of this scale, it's hard to really point to any other examples of this happening in Tennessee. So it's fair to say that it's highly unusual. Though, if you talk to AMP planners, they'll tell you that they were expecting this kind of resistance from state lawmakers from the get-go.
Well, earlier this month, the mayors of the state's other major cities, Knoxville, Memphis, Chattanooga, they sent a letter to the General Assembly expressing some concerns about this bill. What specifically are they worried about?
The cities argue that, transit projects that involve state highways are best planned by local governments. I actually talked to one official from the city of Knoxville who said, they aren't at the point of planning something, of the scale of the AMP, but they said the current battle reminds them that, if a conflict arises on a local transportation project, that some opponents might seek a legislative solution, might go to state lawmakers.
Supporters of the AMP, are they willing to give any more leeway to state lawmakers on this at all?
AMP supporters would love to see the legislation just go away completely. The AMP has been in development in some form or another for at least 5 years, and the bill intended to kill the AMP passes. Other cities across the state who, might be looking at transit projects might have to reconsider exactly how they can get over opposition from the legislature.
So when it passed the state Senate last week, a group opposed to the AMP, they thanked Americans for Prosperity, and that's a conservative organization. It's financed by the billionaire Koch brothers. Does that mean Americans for Prosperity is going to start wading in more to local issues in Tennessee? Is this just about mass transit, or is this about something broader here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Americans for Prosperity some years ago embarked on basically a 50-state strategy to insert themselves in local and state races. I mean, they say that they can get faster results on the local level than they can in Washington. In Tennessee in particular, they've lobbied against Common Core education standards, they lobbied against investments tax, and now they're lobbying against the AMP. Basically their strategy is to go after anything that tries to increase taxes or increase government spending. So, you can argue that they see the AMP as both.
So now that the Senate's approved this bill, what happens next?
So the Senate version of the bill, which basically bans the project's current proposal, would effectively halt the AMP in its tracks. The House bill is less damaging. The big question now is whether those two bills will marry. The House bill comes up again in a committee in April. Even if a bill doesn't pass this session to completely dismantle the project, legislators have at least another session to attack it again, because the AMP's construction is about a year and a half off.
So, Bobby, is this fight, is this about mass transit projects in Tennessee, or is this about something else?
I think the fight is about essentially mass transit, but the details of mass transit really upset a lot of conservatives in the state, quite frankly. They don't like, projects that are planned on state highways. They don't like getting dollars from the federal government, because they always have been wary of that. And those two things are effectively upsetting conservatives in the state. And those two things are what is at play with the AMP.
WPLN reporter Bobby Allen.
And that was Nashville Public Radio's Bradley George with this week's Capitol Hill Conversation.